Predictions for an early spring mean farmers in South Dakota may be less than 60 days away from planting. Growers still undecided on what to plant on certain acres may want to consider spring wheat, a crop that can go in early and provide rotational diversity. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson explains why wheat makes a good fit with many row crop rotations.
When we look at a cereal grain, the profitability of yield boost for row crops following a cereal grain, when we look at the opportunity to spread out cash flow, to spread out workload, to diversify in terms of insect pressure, environmental pressure, when we look at the opportunities to maybe help break a trend in weed resistance with a different herbicide plan, with the tremendous value of a cereal grain to soil health for that root system to get in there and infiltrate and help build organic material. There are just a lot of good reasons why wheat should be included as a regular part of a rotational plan.
Planting wheat also opens the door to incorporating cover crops. Disease issues in wheat have been a challenge in some years, but advances in variety resistance and fungicidal options have made combating disease easier. In addition, producers can access a weather alert system from the U.S. Wheat and Barley Scab Initiative.
To help producers at critical times get in and evaluate their conditions and what is their potential susceptibility to a scab infestation, the right decision at the right time can have tremendous economical impact.
Christofferson encourages farmers to do some research and get their seed lined up, as spring planting is not far away. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.